Today, as we adore the Lord, we're remembering the baptism of the Lord, which was just this past Monday. And we are praying for all those who are baptized in hospitals. And the baptism of the Lord, which we celebrated, is a model for all the disciples of Jesus. If you remember the story, we heard that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit were present, and there was water. And this gives us the way that we do the baptisms, using water and the words, "Baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And that is a very simple ritual, but a very rich and important one. And we hear in our reading from 1 Peter several aspects of that help us to rejoice in it. And we, first of all, rejoice that there are those parents who, having a child who is sick in the hospital, ask for the baptism of that child. Faith is a gift, and it comes, as St. Paul tells us, through hearing. Somebody preaching the word of God, proclaiming that word. Somebody hears and is convinced that God loves them, and this is important. They either themselves come for baptism or bring someone else. And this is the parents often in families. They have the faith. So at some point, they received it, and they want their children to receive it as well. And this is, we should definitely rejoice in this. This is a great thing. As St. Peter tells us, there is cause for rejoicing here. And it is, the faith is more precious than the passing splendor of fire-tried gold. We don't often recognize it. It's not often spoken in that way. We know we live in a world where we don't necessarily see people running hither and thither to get baptized or have someone baptized and saying that, you know, well, this church has a better way of doing baptism than that one, and we're going to make sure we get it done. The way we see people running hither and thither for gold or for cars or homes. But this is a great gift. And keeping in mind some other aspects that I've seen in hospitals were the opposite, where people have told me they are in a marriage with two different religions. And they have said that they did not choose a religion for their children. They will let them choose when they decide. I don't know if it's because they feel that all religions are the same and choosing one or the other is okay. Or maybe they didn't want to insult their spouse by choosing a particular way. And we know that when Catholics get married to non-Catholics, we do ask that they raise the child in the faith because it is such a precious gift. And it is something that comes, as some say, it's caught, not taught. And we see it in people we know, the way they live their life. They show that, model it. They bring us to church. We hear the word of God. We are enlivened by it, convicted by it. And so these families that do ask for their sick children to be baptized have, in some ways, caught that faith from others, who caught it from others. So we rejoice in that, that they do want this for their children. And as we grow, we, as it says, we come to love Jesus. Love also is from God, that special theological love, to love the Lord as the Lord, even though we don't see him. But faith tells us that he is. That too is very precious and something worth for us to rejoice in it, to reflect on it, because we believe in Jesus. And we also, as Peter tells us, are to rejoice because that joy touched with glory is achieving that goal of faith, what the parents want for their children, salvation. And it's through the beginnings of that faith, through baptism. But Peter also is speaking to those who are having trials. As he tells us here, you may for a time have to suffer many trials, one of which is the illness of a child. But our faith helps us to accept and to understand that what God is doing, to trust God, and to have the calmness, if you will, of spirit to say, this is important. We're going to do this. And so we rejoice in those families that have had that desire and have been able to fulfill it. Because some have that desire and have not been able to fulfill it. But God will honor that desire. And so as we reflect on the Lord's baptism and this great gift of faith, we ask the Lord always that we, as his disciples, may be those instruments in the lives of others to show forth the precious gift of faith, to enliven them, to have them desire it for all whom they meet, all whom they know, so that more and more people may come to know the Lord, to have that faith touched with glory, that joy touched with glory, knowing that it is leading to the great purpose of Jesus, to gather all of his children into his eternal life.